Hello?
Hi, this is Katie from Arizona Opinion Research. We're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. And what is your year of birth?
1970.
Okay, thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Latino.
Okay, thank you. And now, let me check here. And what is, well, you said that your race is Latino, correct? It's Hispanic.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have completed a bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? If you could please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 is just some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all?
I would say 10.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And could you also please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5, that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, it's neutral. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, you can indicate that as well. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Would you say 0, 5, or 10?
Probably a 10.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
Probably a 5.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Probably a 0.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
I would say a 10.
Okay. The Republican Party?
Probably a 0 at this point.
Okay. The Democratic Party?
About a 5.
Okay. And the Congressman Ruben Gallego?
Neutral.
Okay. Thank you. And now, I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you say Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, a third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party? You're undecided, would vote for other political offices, but not president, or you would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Would you say statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life? Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much?
A.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Would you say, first one, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Number two, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or number three, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
Number three.
Okay, thank you. And in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Would you say positive or negative to the future of the planet?
At the rate we're going now, it's probably negative.
Okay. And your own future?
Negative.
Okay. And the future of the country?
Same.
Okay, thank you. And do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
About the same.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, could you please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections? Would you say you don't like any of the candidates because the elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, I don't know enough about the candidates, it is too difficult for me to vote, I don't have time to vote, or racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote?
The first one.
Okay, thank you. And who is trying to make it harder for the people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Would you say all politicians, Democrats, racist politicians, mega politicians, or none of the above?
Probably the mega politicians.
Okay, thank you. And below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, you could please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that are very concerned, 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned, and 0 means you are not concerned at all. Now, having armed vigilance guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote, would you say not concerned at all, neither concerned nor unconcerned, or very unconcerned, or anything in between?
Very concerned.
Okay, thank you. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal?
Very concerned.
Okay. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns?
Yeah, that's very concerning.
Okay. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech?
Yeah, that's concerning. Very concerning.
Okay, thank you. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters?
That's very concerning.
Okay. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote?
Yeah, that would be very concerning.
Okay, thank you. Increasing political violence in response to American elections?
The same.
Okay.
Extremely concerning.
Okay, thank you. Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday life?
Yeah, that's very concerning.
And sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors?
The same, very concerning.
Okay, thank you. And how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? would you say, big problems, somewhat of a problem, small problem,
somewhat of a
or
problem.
Not a problem?
Okay. Not too much, but there's still some.
Okay. And have you or anyone personally, well, anyone that you personally know, experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
No.
Okay, thank you. And below are some statements that people say about why you should vote for Democrats this November. On a scale from 0 to 10, could you please indicate how much each statement motivates you to vote for Democrats? Where 10 means you are extremely motivated by this statement. A 5 means you are neither motivated nor unmotivated. And a 0 means that you are not at all motivated by the statement. Also, you can select any number from 0 to 10. Okay, so we must carry on the legacy of our ancestors in the civil rights movement and turning out in November, because our votes have the power to change history. It's the only thing that ever has.
I would say 9.
Okay, thank you. We need to turn out to vote in November for the Democratic leaders who will side by working families over wealthy corporations.
A 10.
Okay. Politicians won't listen to us if we stay home and don't vote. That's why we need to show up to vote for Democrats who will protect our freedoms and respect the will of the people.
7.
Okay, thank you. And we need to vote for Democrats in November to ensure that our elections are free and fair and accessible so that our democracy works for everyone and every citizen can make their voice heard.
A 9.
Okay, thank you. And also here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. Would you say engaging in civil disobedience, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, volunteering for a local organization in my community, attending city council meetings, talking to friends and family about politics, posting on social media, donating to political campaigns or organizations, boycotting a company, or none of the above.
How many options do I have?
2.
Just one?
Up to 2.
Okay. I would say voting in local politics and in federal politics.
Okay, thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? If you could please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
I would say 10, because if people go out to vote, it's going to make a big difference. But you can't just leave it up to everybody else. You got to participate yourself.
Okay. Thank you. And one last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you say Democrat Joe Biden, Republican
yes.
Donald Trump?
Democratic.
Joe Biden.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following are you more concerned about, Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health or Donald Trump's custom lying and misrepresentations?
The second one.
Okay, thank you. And if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
Not strong.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay, thank you. And are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Yes.
Okay, a current member or a former?
Former.
A member.
Former.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
Own.
Okay, thank you. And were you born in the United States or in another country?
I was born in Mexico.
Okay, thank you. And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
In Mexico as well.
Okay, both of them.
Maternal parents were in Mexico. My father is a U.S. citizen, born in the U.S.
Okay, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Would you say full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed?
Full-time. Full-time.
Okay, thank you. And last year, in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,999, $35,000 to $44,999, or in which range would you say
it was above 80,000?
Okay, would you say $75,000 to $84,999 or $85,000 to $99,999?
That one.
Okay,
that one.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your patience and for your participation. Your opinion is very important for us.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, and you too. Bye-bye.